Strap in as we drive by Longstanton Spice Museum, go past a cracking owl sanctuary and turn up at Sneston in Norfolk. They're all Alan Partridge references. I know you won't get it.
Right,
but,
okay.
But there will be plenty of people that will get it. You're one of the few people I know who hasn't buckled to my Alan Partridge obsession as of yet.
Hello and welcome back to the British Touring Car Podcast. Yes, we are back and we have another race weekend ahead of us. How are you feeling, mate? How's your 2 weeks been since the last one?
Right this minute, quite tired. Otherwise, pretty good. Snetterton is our local circuit, which makes getting there and getting back very nice indeed, particularly when we've got to get back for an F1 race on the Sunday night. It's even better that it's bank holiday afterwards, so we've got a Monday to recover.
And I'm off the week after that.
Yeah. But as it stands at the moment, it's scheduled to be a gorgeous bank holiday weekend, which means it's going to absolutely pelt it down on Sunday.
No, positive thoughts.
Oh, you've come to the wrong man for this particular podcast, but never mind. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. A little bit tired as well, but looking for my restful week afterwards and I'm going to hopefully enjoy this weekend with plenty of good racing. We'll bring you up to date with any of the news that we've had in between times and what we think might well be happening this weekend as to the runners, racers, riders and who's going to be at the top.
Well, if you do see us this weekend, please do come and say happy birthday to my colleague and co-host because it is his 49th trip round. It is his birthday this
week. Shave, actually. Yeah.
It is his birthday this weekend. He can't think of a better way to spend it than at Snetterton watching touring cars with me. All of our friends and family have been booted out the way, so I feel very special and honoured. And it's weird at once it's not been both our birthdays because normally Donington is on mine. So,
but yeah, we are looking to do both the Saturday and the Sunday this weekend to get the full immersion, shall we say, and view how that qualifying session and the race to pole is going to feel like being at the track because that's something that we haven't yet experienced this season.
Absolutely. We will be aiming still to do a Saturday qualifying review. However, it will probably be a little bit different to what you've seen for Donington and Brands Hatch because, as you just alluded to there, we are going to be at the circuit. So it'll be more of a quickfire live reaction video without the in-depth analysis you come to know and love for the Touring Car podcast. But as I say, it's going to be slightly different just because we're going to be there reacting straight to it and also give it as listeners will know I've been a little bit down on it. You've been less so, but still on the down spectrum. So we'll be able to react to see how it is actually like for fans at the circuit. It'll be interesting to see if the screens, etc., are turned on or if they exist at all because Brands Hatch didn't have them, period. So.
Yeah, I have a little theory about the screens at Brands Hatch, and I just think that's just because of how small the Indy circuit is. You can see the majority of it.
Yeah, it's fair.
So you don't tend to miss too much, whereas you can on these larger circuits, especially like Snetterton, being the largest one on the calendar.
Right, well, you've assured me you've done some of your research this week. So, I mean, we will crack through the usual stuff. So Snetterton, then 2.97 miles is the longest circuit on the calendar. I believe it was Croft slightly longer. That's the answer to that then. 12 corners, straight that goes on for basically a mile, and it debuted in 1959. Now, this is a bit where Sam normally embarrasses himself. However, would you like to tell me who has the qualifying lap record around here?
I believe it was Camish last year.
It was. Would you like to have a hazard of a guess of the time?
No.
Okay.
153.8. Oh, okay.
So,
thinking of wet times.
Would you like to guess or tell me, as you know, the race record round here?
That was Sutton in 2023.
It was. Guess on the time?
No guess on the time.
154.9. So, okay. A second, basically just over a second slower
I
than race
think that may well be beaten this weekend. Looking at how the cars are set up nowadays, they are gradually getting a little bit quicker and quicker.
The only thing that might curtail that is if it is too hot. There is a window where these touring cars are, they're very fragile beasts. If it's too cold, they don't like it. If it's too hot, they don't like it. There is a really small operating window, which we could, in fairness, be in this weekend.
We could very well be, especially if we get a little bit of cloud cover, no direct sunlight, but plenty of warm ambient temperature. As you said, two of the longest straights in the UK as well for race circuits, so possibly some slipstreaming, and I think there'll be plenty of passes we'll see on the boost going down into the S's as well.
There'll be a lot of boost passes on that straight, 100%. But before we go into last year's stuff, do you like Snetterton?
Do you like ice cream?
I'm not sure whether I like Snetterton 1 because it's my local track and the track that I went to so much throughout my teenage years.
Yeah, you've got a lot of fonder memories, yeah.
And fair. I was able to go and bike around there and know the ins and outs of it. Obviously, it's changed. I think it was 2011 when it had its redevelopment and has now changed to the 300 layout. I think that has really helped it and really improved it because you get that infield section where a lot of people can spectate from and you can see quite a lot of action. Oh, Willow.
I preferred the old layout.
Really?
I think it was a quicker circuit. I think this has slowed the circuit down quite a lot. And I understand why they've done that. And I think for other racing, it might be really good. But for the touring cars, I think those sections are quite tight and we don't see a lot of overtaking in that section. I think that it's more about setting yourself up to get a good run on the straight in that particular part of the track. I still think that, yes, you can overtake into the hairpin. Is it Agostini, the hairpin?
Yep.
And you can, but that's basically only part of the infield you see overtaking on. I think the action is still mainly at the S's and the bomb hole part of the track. It's just a little bit too slow for me. I don't think that there's a lot of opportunity for overtaking, which I think is a little bit of a problem. I think part of the problem as well for me is that it comes after somewhere like Brands Hatch, where you can pretty much overtake on every corner at Brands Hatch.
Yeah.
And that's, in my world, how a race circuit should be, that the majority of the corners should be overtaking areas. It seems bonkers in my mind that you hear people describing tracks as, oh, you can't overtake here. Why? It is a race circuit. Yeah. And I think Snetterton suffers a little bit from that. But again, that, I think that's...
Probably depends which driver you are as well.
Yeah, there is that.
Some of the drivers on the grid, just go for it.
And I think it does depend on the series. I think I've seen, you know, previously other series and support series that are a little bit more interesting in the infield section because they do use it to overtake. Whereas in the touring cars, I just think they might be a little bit too big and wide to maximize the track. And having driven it, as like I have, and I always mention it every year, it is amazing how narrow it is when you're actually driving it. And I have a Vauxhall Corsa. It's not particularly wide, but it is... When you're behind the wheel in some of those infield sections, it is really tight.
It's not like a DTM car, then.
Mine isn't. No, 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 it's not. Right, going back then to last year's results, Camish took pole, as you quite rightly said. Race one was won by Dan Cam from Ingram from Sutton. Race two, Dan Rowbottom from Morgan from Chilton. I think Camish fell all the way back to maybe 15th, 16th,
17th. Tyres had a big influence last season.
Absolutely. And then race three, Doble took his...
Maiden win
from Sutton
in
from
Astra.
In that Astra.
Sadly, no more.
From Sutton from Cook. So Sutton likes this circuit. Ingram likes this circuit. Those two at the top of the standings. I think that ends the podcast.
It's very much of the circuits we've got on the calendar, it's very much the circuit where I go, that is a saloon car circuit.
Agreed.
Because of the long straights, because of the flowing corners that you got around the back of the circuit. I think we could actually see the Mercedes run quite well this weekend.
Agreed.
As long as it's got the grunt down the straights, which we believe it probably has, and they've fine-tuned and fettled that to the maximum that they can so soon into the project.
They will also have a highest allocation of boost because neither of them have done particularly well in the standings in the opening two weekends.
They could certainly be two drivers to watch this weekend as to how they're going to make progress through the field if they don't already qualify well on the Saturday.
Absolutely. I would agree with you on that. I think the only, say, mildly interesting thing on the qualifying front will be it was only 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long lap. It's nearly a 2-minute lap. You're only really going to get maybe three fast laps in. So they're not going to have time to mess about if they get track limits and stuff like that. So that is going to be a little bit of a peril this weekend. Obviously, we've just come from Brands where it's a 49-second lap. And we're now going somewhere it's nearly 2 minutes. So that could play a part.
What I would also say, because of the length of the circuit, though, being split into two different groups, they shouldn't have any problem with drivers getting in the way.
No,
they
agreed.
They should be able to spread themselves out nicely and possibly even pick up like long slipstreams to help them in their goal.
I think you're going to be looking at 4 minutes for a flying lap and quick lap, which means you're probably only going to get two, maybe three quick laps in, depending on timings and when you go, etc. So yeah, there's going to definitely be a need this weekend for them to be on it from the start, which could be interesting. I think that might suit some of the stronger qualifiers a little bit better. I think that Sutton and Ingram are really going to struggle on the Saturday sessions because I think they'll be swallowed up by the boost. They won't have the high amounts of boost, and of course they've got to get the laps right early, and I think that could be tricky for them.
Two drivers that know how to do it
though. Oh, absolutely, and you would back both of them, but I think that there are some circuits where you don't necessarily feel the boosts as much as anywhere else. I think here with that straight, you are really going to see.
The other thing that I would say is, knowing how good they are and knowing how well they can pass, I think the race to pole situation that we have this season benefits them more at a circuit like this.
Yes.
Rather than that qualifying session that then sets the grid for the Sunday.
Yeah, because they've got a good chance to come through the field.
Exactly.
In race trim if they qualify a bit further down. Would agree with you on that. Is that good for the championship? That's another question, which we'll have a think about when we actually see what unfolds on the Saturday. It'll be interesting, I think, for some of the other teams like PMR this weekend. Obviously, I would expect the Audi to go well here.
Yep.
Obviously, as he alluded to there, Mikey Doble took his first win here. Moffat tends to go fairly strongly around here in the past. So it'd be interesting to see what they can do this weekend.
Do you think the Toyota might struggle? We've always seen Toyota run okay here.
Yeah.
Especially in the hands of Ingram.
And Collard won here on the road.
Exactly.
Not on the Stewart's bus, but he won it on the road.
So do you think we're going to see the same sort of difficulties? Obviously, Buxton had a really quite poor weekend at Brands last time out.
You can replace that at the start of the season if you like. But yeah.
Struggled to keep it on the circuit a decent amount of the time. But we also saw Aaron Taylor-Smith last time out take his fifth win of his career in the first in 10 years.
And Shedden has had a podium.
Exactly.
It's a really, Toyota are a really tricky one, because I think the laser tool side of things are pretty good. I think they're pretty solid. I don't think they're going to be in the conversation for pole, but I think they're going to be well within the top 10. I think that's basically where they are. I don't think they're quite at the elite level of the Napa Ford and the Hyundai at the moment, but they're not a long way off. And I think that they've shown that they can pick up good results by their solidness. The other side of the garage, well, Buxton seems to be running without an engine. That's just not gone at all well for him.
And Cook, car.
Yeah, and Cook can't seem to keep the tyres inflated. So it's really difficult to judge where Toyota might be, because I say, half of them are doing quite well. The other half seems to be getting all the bad luck.
And then what we've always known is there are plenty of traction zones here at Snetterton, so it should be good for the rear-wheel drive car, that being the BMW. Two drivers this weekend, as far as we know, but talks of possibly a third coming later to the season, and possibly even a certain Mr. Jake Hill as well.
That has been the rumours on the grapevine. But
if rumours are there to be believed, but should they expect to have a good weekend this season? Or this weekend even?
I think that if the hotter it is, the better they'll be.
Mm-hmm.
We know they do really well in the heat. They're probably the best cars for dealing with the hot conditions. Yep. We've seen that in the past at Brands Hatch last year. I think from memory, they did really well at the Snetterton one where it was nearly 40 degrees. Mm-hmm. That was ridiculous weekend. And they were strong there, if memory serves me right. I think Turkington won that weekend. And as you say, traction zones, there is a saloon-style car. They're going to have a good level of boost. Everything would point to them having a good weekend. But everything points to having a good weekend at Brands.
Although that was a lot colder than I think anyone was expecting.
It was, although Rainford is also a very good wet weather driver.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, that those incidents and bits and pieces.
We saw flashes of pace.
Yeah, we did. Oh, absolutely, we did. Yeah, absolutely, we did. Absolutely, we did. I'm just saying that it, again, they're quite hard to judge because they've not quite hit the ground running. They have had some issues. They've had some bad luck along the way as well. Yeah. But yeah, I think that this is a track where they'll both be aiming, De Leon and Rainford, to really kickstart their seasons and try and get themselves back in. It's mad that leaving Donington Park, Rainford was second in the championship, leaving Brands Hatch, I think he's dropped to eighth or ninth. Yeah, it's crazy how quickly that can change. So, yeah, everything points to BMW having a good weekend. And yet, this is touring cars. So, well, yeah.
Part of the reason that he fell down through the championship were obviously poor results, but also other drivers at Brands had really good weekends, like Collard.
Yeah, Collard goes well around here as well.
Collard does go well around here, and I think he's probably going to be Ingram's biggest ally this weekend in trying to keep those Napa Fords back and be a thorn in the side of Mr. Sutton.
Yeah, I mean, Chilton also goes well here, talking about the Virtue team. And I think he needs to have a good weekend.
As long as the car allows him to.
Yeah, I think he needs to have a good weekend because he's had a bit of a scrappy start. He's a long way off in the championship.
Yeah.
I know it's early doors, but I think it's been compounded by the fact that Ingram is already second. Okay, we expect that. But then how well Collard has started the season as well, I think that has kind of, just highlighted a little bit more that Chilton hasn't had the best of starts to the 2026 campaign. But again, this will be a good chance for him. He's going to have a good load of boost. It's a circuit he goes well at when he's not in cornfields. I think that he will also be looking this weekend to try and push his way certainly to the podium places.
Do you reckon he could take a win?
Yeah, absolutely. To be honest with you, I think that 75% of the field could take a win this weekend. I think there's only a couple of drives that you wouldn't be putting wins on, and Chilton would not fall into the no category, to be honest with you. I think that, yeah, I think Selby and Osborne might struggle this weekend a little bit. I tend to think Osborne goes better at fast flowing circuits.
Yeah, we've seen that with Silverstone and Browns.
Yeah, and to a extent, I know Donington's long, but it flows a lot, lot better. And I think Selby might really struggle this weekend because it's going to be a long, hot lap in a car that he's not still not fully up to speed with. It's not necessarily going to be a great place to be for him if it's hot and you're just trying to churn it out lap after lap and you're still getting used to all the bits and pieces. So it'd be interesting to see how they run. The Jack Sears is really interesting because that's turned on its head after the first week as well. And I think the restart Hyundai is, again, really difficult to grade at this point because we're non-existent at Donington, but the Brands, Dorlin won two out of the three Jack Sears and now sits top of the Jack Sears Championship. Mm. Smiley could do with a good weekend.
Smiley kept getting bumped into.
Yeah, he could do with a good weekend, though, this one coming. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much every team spoken about in some way. In some, shape or form. I don't think there's anything else to talk about team-wise. No, I don't think there is there?
Shall I update you on the support series that we've got this weekend, then?
You can. I will then do the timings, and we'll go into predictions.
So, we have the mini challenge with us. We've got the Porsche Carrera Cup Great Britain, obviously the F4s, and just that might be it.
It's not. Is there two minis this weekend?
Mini challenge, trophy, and mini challenge.
Yeah, I thought we had two minis. So, two types of minis this weekend. It's not the greatest support package, if I'm being honest. It's not particularly big. I think, again, part of it is when you temper your expectations from having a good support package at Brands, where we had the caterums that were quite fun to watch, and now we've come down to this. But again, I think because of the length of the circuit, it is difficult to get some of the more eclectic support races to race around to. Although we have had radicals here in the past.
We have. And for timings on Sunday, we've got the first touring car race at 11:30. Obviously, all times are subject to change. The pit lane walkabout then hopefully will be at about 10 to 1 till 20 past 1, followed by another touring car race at 2:30 and the final one at 5:20, all of which are scheduled to be 12 laps, as long as we don't see any safety car and have laps added on.
And Saturday, the qualifying first session of the 35 minutes of standing around watching cars is 2 o'clock till half past, or just gone half past two. And then the race, the sprint race to pole event, will be 5 minutes past three,
which is
eight laps long.
Anything else? Or should we do our predictions?
Let's do our predictions. We can then cover anything that we might think of afterwards. So, where do you want to start this weekend?
We'll start at the top with our sprint or qualifying pole sitter. Mm-hmm. That makes sense to you all.
Bold. I've got for Mikey Doble. I think the car will be quick. Okay. And he's going to have a decent allocation of boost. He's not going to have the best on the field, but that Audi looks so strong already this season. And I think, as I mentioned, saloon circuit, bit of grunt, that car has got it in abundance. Yep. So yeah, Mikey Doble.
I've gone for Ash Sutton.
That's very bold.
I know you think that's bold, but I know how good of a driver he is, and there's a reason he's got a 40-point lead at the top of the championship already.
There is. I can't look past the boost issue for him this weekend. I just can't see past that personally.
We'll see how it turns out.
Yep. I don't think Doble wins the sprint race though, because nobody has as of yet. I think Dan Kamish wins that.
I've agreed with you on
that. Yeah, I think he'll be quick.
He's going to have a decent weekend this weekend. As we've already said, he went well at SNET last year, and I think he'll back that up again this season.
I almost had him for pole as well, I have to say. But I think he'll just miss out and win the sprint race. Then, in terms of three winners?
I've gone for Ingram, Sutton and Collard.
Yeah, okay.
It feels, especially after the opening two wins, yes, okay, Ingram's only taken one so far. Obviously, he had one taken off of him for penalties and such like. But they're the two drivers to beat, and I just think they're good enough to win anywhere.
I have gone a completely different direction.
You have?
I don't have Sutton or Ingram winning a race. I've got Kamish winning the race. I think he will. I think he's very strong around here. I've got Robottom winning a race. I think that the car will be strong here.
I think that it goes one of two ways. Either 100%. The car is really strong here, or they'll struggle.
And I go for Doble repeating last year and getting a race win. Potentially race three, maybe. Okay. But I think that Doble can be on like top step of the podium.
My Collard prediction is sort of like in there with, I think he's going to be up in that top four or five.
Yeah.
And he's going to make a nuisance of himself.
Oh, God, yeah.
And he could just fall into a position where he's going to be leading on final lap of the race.
I think it's fair to say yours are in the more safe category than mine. Yes, yes. However, it might get to a point where we have to stop predicting Sutton and Ingram for to keep things interesting.
And Jack says we've gone for the same driver once again in Paterson.
Yeah, I think the Audi is going to be better than any of the cars this weekend in that category.
Yep.
Right, into our general predictions then, and I'll kick things off. I think Adam Morgan will outscore Tom Chilton this weekend. Fairly simple.
Okay, fair enough. I've gone for no BMW podium on Sunday.
Okay.
Which, okay, there's only two on the grid, but we know how strong BMW can be here. And if it's going to be as hot as we think it will be, then that's touch and go.
And just for clarity, that is the outright podium because they are both independents.
Yes,
no, agreed. Okay, I've gone for the race one winner will finish outside of the top 10 in race two. So whoever wins race one won't finish inside the top 10 for race two.
That's bold.
I think with tyres, with boost, and with shenanigans that can happen. I think.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I've gone for Sutton or Ingram to be outscored by another driver, not Sutton or Ingram, across the weekend.
That is bold.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Only takes one driver to outscore him, it only takes 1 point more.
I'd be fascinated to go back through the history of the last few seasons to see when that actually happened.
Yes, so
would
I.
But yes, I'm going to go for it. It would have probably been Jake Hill at Knockhill last year, off the top of my head. But yeah, okay, fair play. And I've gone for there'll be a new independent and Jack Sears leader by the end of the weekend. So coming into the weekend.
And Jack Sears.
Ooh, yeah. So coming into the weekend, Dornan leads the Jack Sears. And who leads independents?
I'm assuming it's one of the Audis.
I put a post up literally on Instagram earlier. It's Doble. So yeah, Doble leads the independents. Dornan leads the Jack Sears. By the end of the weekend, neither of them will be leading their respective championships.
Fair enough. My final one is a Plato Racing podium this weekend.
Yeah, okay.
We haven't seen one as of yet. I think this is going to be the circuit, as I've already said, where they could start to look like they're excelling.
Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday. Yeah. And I think it's going to be the circuit where they have the best opportunity to get onto the podium.
Yeah, I think this is the circuit so far that will best suit them without a shadow of a doubt.
Agreed.
Yeah, I completely agree. I will just quickly run through the standings then, as I've alluded to them there. Sutton leads the way, as you say, with a large large point gap over Ingram. Mikey Doble in third. Collard, Camish, Moffat, Taylor Smith, Rainford, De Leon, and Shedden rounding out your top 10. Over in the independents, Doble leads that from Moffat, De Leon, Taylor Smith, Shedden, Rainford, Smiley, Dorlin, and Paterson. Paterson led that at the end of Donington.
I know.
Mad. And then in the Jack Sears standings, Dorlin from Paterson, from Osborne, from Selby, from Hamilton, from Buxton.
That independent championship is going to be really close this season.
Yes, it is.
Especially with the BMWs and two of the Toyotas having dropped into it for this season going forward. Pick a name out of a hat from those at the moment, certainly.
Yep, would agree.
Any further thoughts ahead of the weekend?
I'm looking forward to it because it is close. It is our close circuit. It should be hopefully quite hot. If it is hot, then there is not a lot of shade at Snetterton if you're going for the first time. So you're going to want to make sure you pack your umbrellas, your sun hats, and your suntan lotion. And not only just pack the suntan lotion, use the suntan lotion.
Yeah. I might bring a cushion this weekend.
You really are getting old. Aren't you?
Yeah. Bring all the necessities that you need for the weekend, but hopefully it will be a good weekend of racing. What I do like about Snetterton is there are plenty of places to view from.
That is a very, very good point.
And it is a very good viewing circuit, either up on the main bank, down the back straight, you can see a lot of the action on the infield, even down at the final S's.
Yeah. Or all the way out for turn one, you can go down right down the the bank, can't you? So yeah, no, it is a good circuit for viewing. That is a very good point. And we'll get our steps in because it's a long walk to various bits and pieces. So yeah, but I am looking forward to it. I say it's not necessarily my favourite circuit for racing, but it is a good circuit for a reason. So looking forward to it, and it is your birthday, so looking forward to celebrating your 50th this weekend.
Hopefully we'll be able to speak to a couple of drivers as well, walking up and down the paddock and the pit lane, which obviously no one's really able to do unless you've got VIP access at Brands. So that makes a nice difference and a nice change. But yeah, until the Saturday review, we'll be back then.
Bye for now.